Since the 1990s, when the New Yorker called you the coolest girl in the world, you've become something of a fashion icon. Mm-hmm. How important is your style to you?
Well, it helps me make a lot of money, so... Oh, it's kind of important. I mean, my own personal style at home, it's kind of a hobby. It's like I like getting dressed. I like putting myself together. Like, you look, you know, you're very nice to look at, the way you put yourself together. And
Thank
I like
you.
that. I like admiring people who put a little effort into their style. And, but as far as like my face in the industry, it has been, you know, pretty lucrative for me, you know, especially doing mostly independent films throughout my career, being able to do some advertising on the side. And I think that those companies are interested in me because I don't work with a stylist. It's me, myself. It's my personal style. They can sense that. So, you know, it's been good for me.
And you designed your own range, but I know you've said you're not a fan of fashion shows. Why?
It's true. I don't enjoy going to fashion shows. It's very high school. It's very the most popular kids in the front row, and everybody's checking everybody else out, and you have to, you know, do all this press and have your picture taken, and just it's not fun for me. It's work.
But you go if you have to.
I go occasionally for friend shows to support them, or if I'm getting paid. You want to be honest.
And if you were to choose a designer for yourself, who would it be? Who would you love to wear?
Who would I love to wear? Well, I love Balenciaga. I think Nicola Gasquier, who designs Balenciaga, is the most talented person in the field today. I love Christopher Kane, British, always Scottish designer.